We say hello to Hal Gill, presented by Dunkin'. He joins us now. Skillsy, what's up? How are you?
Doing great. Just excited. This is going to be a good game tonight. So I'm on the way to the rink and getting fired up about it already.
I know it's probably already been happening, but I just want to prepare you for the most overused phrase that all of us are going to use from here to the regular season. Hey, tonight's going to feel like a playoff game.
Four-point game
for sure. Let's start with Saturday. It truly did feel like a playoff game, even though you got two teams in different conferences. I mean, those Red Wings Preds rivalry games from back in the day, it felt like an old school type game between these two teams, and the Predators get it 1-0. Philip Forsberg drops the mitts, which he never does, and then he scores the clutch game winner. What does that do for a team, you know, when you just have a tough, gritty game like that and you come out with the win?
Well, I think throughout this whole point streak that they've been on, there's been times where you're like, okay, they just don't have it tonight. And, you know, and they still get points, and they still win. More often than not, they're winning those games. And so I think if I was in that locker room, if I was on that bench, if I was on the ice with these guys, you get that feeling of invincibility, you know, like, hey, it doesn't matter. We're going to win this game. And that's gold. That's being in the zone. That's everything around you is calm. And I think they have that right now. Now the challenge is keeping that and proving it over and over again. But I think, you know, there's players on that bench and in on the ice and in that locker room that have been there and know what that's like, you know, McDonough, O'Reilly, certainly Roman Josi, like these guys, there's a calmness that they don't get rattled by a bad shift or a bad period. They okay, guys, that we're better than that. Let's go out and do it. And in the end, like, and I think they proved it, that they're a good defensive team. I think that was the question in my mind going into the season is, yeah, Bruno's got this awesome fast style, but are they going to be able to defend? And that's a challenge. Is, yeah, everyone wants to score a ton of goals and play fast and puck possession and all the buzzwords, but at some point you're going to have to defend. And certainly when you talk about playoff time and playoff games, like it felt like on Saturday, I feel like they proved and continue to keep proving that they're a good all around team and could be a good playoff team.
You know, we talk about secondary scoring, and that was something that they struggled with at points during the year. Now you've had different guys that are stepping up and contributing up and down the lineup, whether it's McCarron or Evangelista or whoever. But you saw Forsberg come through in a clutch time. How important is it, even though you're getting that secondary scoring, that the guys like Forsberg and Josi and O'Reilly continue to play at that superstar level?
Yeah, it's not just the superstar level that they're playing with. They're playing, you know, when they need to, they're playing a fourth line level. And what I mean by that is they're getting gritty goals. I was looking at Forsberg's goals. There's a lot on the net that are not, you know, I hate to say they're not superstar, because if you're truly a superstar, you get goals everywhere. But he's got some gritty goals, and that was a relentless shift that they had, and they kept going at it, and they hacked and whacked and found a way. I mean, the finish was a beautiful finish. He goes up under the bar. That's a skill play, but the setup and the play all around it was that of a fourth-line effort. And so I think when you see that, when you combine the fight, you know, he's scrapping with Mo Sider, who's a big dude. I know he's not a fighter, but he's a big, strong kid. And, you know, Phil is getting angry. I think that goes up and down the lineup. Everyone sees that, and everyone, you know, you want to emulate your stars. And right now the stars are playing the right way, and they're getting results for it. So I think that's something to be said. And, you know, it's not easy to do that. Like, Phil is having a great season. He could easily just kind of, all right, hey, I'm having a good year. Like, okay, I'm just, you know, try and shoot from the outside and see if these go in, but he's not doing that. He's in there with Nyquist, and he's in there with O'Reilly, and they're grinding and digging it out.
Talking with Hal Gill, Predators in action tonight against Vegas. Now, shifting our focus to this one, Vegas is, you know, chasing the Predators. They're 3 points behind them. They're in the second wild card spot. They got a 5-point cushion on St. Louis. But while the Predators are trying to get into that third spot, 5 points back of Winnipeg, you know, how do you approach this knowing that, hey, it's going to have that playoff type feel. Vegas is chasing you, but you can't get too conservative and try and protect that point lead, right? What is kind of the approach going into tonight?
Well, I think you know, there's a lot of distractions around the Preds. When you go on a point streak like this, you're looking at, you know, 17 games where you haven't had a hiccup, and maybe there's some pressure to keep going and do it for that reason. You know, so maybe you think you squeeze the sticks and kind of maybe don't play your game, just try to protect that, you know, point streak. Well, I don't think that these guys have that, and they even showed that throughout the streak. I think they're, and I think there's certain games, maybe Detroit would have been one of those where you go, okay, we got to protect the streak. I think they battled through that one. I think this game is different. Vegas is the creme de la creme. Everyone's looking at them as a playoff team, a cup hopeful. They have the pedigree. They have the guys that have done it before, and now they're so hard to play against in a playoff game that I think that, you know, Vegas is looking at it. If we get to the playoffs, we know what to do. And I think that for me, if I'm in that locker room, I'm going, this is a big one, boys. We got to prove ourselves. We got to play a playoff style game against a playoff team, and it's going to be a battle. And I think of all the games, and we keep saying it, it's a big one. It's a playoff game, like you said, 4-point game. But I think it's a chance for these guys to prove themselves, which is really what they're looking for, is some respect. They've earned a lot of respect throughout the streak, but I think tonight is a whole nother level of respect. This is the whole NHL going on. Geez, no one wants to play the Preds right now going in the playoffs.
Well, look, I mean, your buddy and a former teammate, P.K. Subban, said it. I mean, he posted on social media last week.
If P.K. said it must be true.
Exactly. I mean, I thought that was really well done by him, and also great timing, because I do think they're flying under the radar a little bit right now, which in some ways I think they like. I think there's a little bit of that, hey, watch this mentality. We've seen it before in sports, but – now, do you think that the rest of the NHL is starting to notice this team that wears gold?
Yeah, I think they have to. And I think every, you know, we go around and play these teams, and, you know, we talk to their, you know, their people, and that were teams that we're playing against. And, you know, after every first period, they look around and go, wow, this team, like, man, they don't let you breathe. You know, they suffocate you. And I think just by the way they play and the pace that they play and the hardness that they play with, I think you get everyone's attention. So I think they've gotten everyone's attention already. It's just, you know, everyone's waiting for the bubble to burst. And, you know, I think a lot of teams are saying, well, maybe this isn't a bubble. Maybe this is for real. Maybe this is a team that is bought in and knows how to play the right way. And who's to say they're not going to play this way the whole way down the stretch?
All right, Hal, I will ask you our question of the day. The Mega Millions is at $1.1 billion tonight. if you were to win that and you throw a big party, what band or comedian or group or artist or whatever would you get to play your party?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one.
And you've been to Stanley Cup parties at Mario Lemieux's house. So, I mean, that might be tough to top there.
Yeah. No, you know what? It's tough because, you know, I don't know if $1 billion would I still be cheap? I don't know. I don't know if I'd still be. You don't know what's going to happen. Like you know, if you said like $1 million is like, okay, I'll do this and that, but like $1 billion is almost too far out of reach, right? I mean, yeah. It's like you have no idea what kind of person you'll become, and so I would say I'd blow the doors off it, but like I still think I'd be like, hey, you know, get Dierks Bentley and get the boys together and you know, have a good hockey party, you know, like that kind of, yeah. You know, like I think Dierks would appreciate that, right? Oh,
Dierks would be
fantastic.
I mean,
I don't know. That's a tough one. I think I'd want to have my friends there. And if I have to have entertainment while I'm doing it, I think that's the way I would go.
I think that's a fantastic answer. I like that. That'd be a good one. I look forward to the invite when that happens. So,
we'll blow out the rooftop at Martin's Barbecue when I get my $1 billion.
There you go. Skillsy, appreciate it as always. We'll see you tonight.
All right, sounds good. It's going to be a good one. Enjoy.